Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Hi, I'm John Granato, and as you probably know, I'm running for president. Now, the other candidates are going to talk about these so-called issues, but that's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors to distract you from what matters most to you, the common man.
Not me. I plan on tackling the tough issues that my opponents are too scared to address. Issues like legalizing gambling, increasing speed limits, and guarding against the eventual robot apocalypse. Ask my opponents about the debt ceiling, and they'll give you a bunch of double talk that only your accountant can understand. Ask them about an immunization against viruses that turns humans into zombies, and they'll hang up on you. I know. It happened to me.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, it's still out there for people to watch.
I don't remember.
Just type in Granato for President on YouTube. You can watch the entire thing.
Why? Don't do that. Don't do that.
What? You don't want to relive some of your best moments?
No, those are not any of my best moments. That wasn't my best moment, if you want to know the truth. I did it because I was told to. Okay? Do you think I want that out there for the public? The answer is no. The answer is no. I do not want that out there in the public. Vaccines? Okay. Who was way ahead of his time? That was my campaign about vaccines. And now look, if only I had been named president, we wouldn't be in this predicament we're in now. Yeah, that's right. 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, I guess we're going to be seeing this more and more and more. But I just can't believe that people are still doing this. There were some Arizona State football players didn't have a car and they wanted to go. It was late and they wouldn't let them into the Whataburger, so they were outside of the drive-thru asking people, "Hey, would you put our order in? We'll pay for it. We'll pay for yours. Would you just put our order in?" And that's another stupid thing. Why is it that you can't walk up to a drive-thru and get your order? Why can't you walk up to a drive-thru and get your order? I don't get that. Maybe I guess they think you'll run away, maybe? I don't know. You could drive away just as easily. Or even quicker. Is that an antiquated law that we need to get off the books?
Is it even a law or just a
I think it
policy?
Must be. It must be a law because it's stupid. Why, if I don't have a car, I can't walk across the street to the Whataburger there and say, "Hey, will you take my order? Because I have money right here."
I have no idea.
For whatever reason, they're stupid. But they wouldn't do it. So they asked this woman, "Hey, would you take our order?" And she's like, "No, I'm in a hurry." Okay, well, that's okay. So they asked somebody else, and somebody else wouldn't do it or whatever. And when the woman goes to the counter and she gets her order, she starts by N-bombs. What? What is – are people still – what is wrong? Like those guys, they hurt her in any way, shape, or form that she's got to be throwing racial slurs at them. What is this? I guess we're going to be seeing this. I hope we don't see it ever again because it's just stupid. What the hell, woman? I wish they would get her license plate and she could get canceled. Because that's just, honestly, I don't like canceling people, but that person is just mean and ugly. You can't be a meaner and uglier person than, first of all, not take an order when they, and secondly, if they offer to pay for yours, I'm in. Okay? All right? I like when people pay for my food and drinks, but that's just me. But that you wouldn't do that, and then when you leave, you have to drop N-bombs on everybody. I mean, what is wrong with people? I'm sure our president's going to solve this.
How so?
I don't know, but he'll have a plan. He'll have a plan for this. But I just don't understand. I just don't understand what's wrong with people. Why would you do something like that?
Well, because people are not good. Just
They're ugly people.
They're just bad people.
Why can't we get rid of ugly people?
Because everyone has a right to say what they want, John.
No, they don't. No, they don't. That's not what the Second Amendment is. First Amendment.
And the problem is I don't know if they all did it, but the Arizona State players, the Arizona State players tweeted about it and added Whataburger, because apparently Whataburger didn't particularly respond correctly. They took the woman's side about this.
The manager apparently just went, yeah, well, what are you guys doing? Get out of here.
And threatened to call the police.
Yeah. She complained about the guys out there, and he gave her meal for free.
Yeah, apologized to her for the inconvenience. And I think she said the N-word in earshot of the manager.
Yeah, he heard it.
Didn't care.
No.
At least according to the players. And we're getting – I got a tweet about the drive-thru. It's not a law, but it's a rule to cut down on homeless people walking up.
Can't eat too? That's what we do.
Maybe they just don't want homeless people who they assume wouldn't be able to pay to knock on the window and ask for food. I don't know. But that was one person who tweeted about it. But to the Arizona State thing, this is just – we don't know if this woman was a football fan. I only bring that up because this is what some players feel like. That as long – even in Tempe, which is not the South, players feel like when I don't have a uniform on, I all of a sudden just become just a black guy or a black person, depending on the gender, who you can voice your stereotypes and racism at. But as long as I got that uniform on, then apparently I'm okay. But without it on, then I'm someone you can throw the N-word at and feel perfectly fine doing it. Hmm. And Whataburger validate, at least that Whataburger, if the what the players are saying is correct, validated what she said. You're right, ma'am. They bothered you. I know you called me N-word. Here's a free meal.
Well, no, I think he gave her the free meal first, and then she went, bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the – if he said – if she was dropping N-bombs, and then he went, well, you don't have to pay. What?
I don't know, man. And I brought up to Lance earlier because he had a conversation with his dad about this. Because you watch not this particular subject, but you watch these things on Twitter, and his dad was like, "Come on, Lance, who's really saying it?" He goes, "Dad, you can watch them on Twitter."
I told my dad, I speak for him. He's like, "I just don't ever hear it or personally."
I don't either,
and I don't. I don't either.
I don't either.
I don't either, and that's on my children. Right now, I'll put it on my children right now, on their lives. That's how serious I am. I don't hear it ever around me. And like literally ever, mm-hmm. never. I'll put that on my kids. But I am telling you, that's why it's kind of shocking. I think a lot of white people will tell you this. Like some people, I think, are running around thinking this is a secret thing that's happening behind the scenes all over the place and everyone knows about it. No, that's actually not. You need to ask a white friend. It's not something that you do see. But then all of a sudden, I see it brazen and blatant. I'm like... multiple times on videos, and I don't think these are actors. I don't think this is a well-rehearsed. This feels pretty real. And I'm like, man, it's. I don't know about you, John. It's always jarring. Like we've actually looked at some here in the studio together. Like, oh my god,
why are you?
Somebody's still doing this because I've seen it more times than I would think. And this is just when it's caught on video.
Saying it.
It's when it's caught on video
or recording themselves saying it. And you're like, you do know that that's...
You remember you, I...
Excuse me?
I couldn't play the clip because you used the N-word in it, but it was another drive-thru situation. The woman was...
Complaining
about the lack of speed in the service. A long time. And she goes, she just yelled because I guess she saw the worker lean out and saw she was black. She goes, could you N-words speed up? I'm hungry. And then someone's like, did you just say the N-word? I'm sorry. I'm just hungry. And it kind of comes out from time to time.
When I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hangry.
What?
I'm hangry.
What are you talking about?
What? That doesn't slip out when you're hangry?
Insane.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, so this is another fast food incident. And, yeah, to your point, the timeline was the manager, this incident, comped the meal. The woman says, thanks for the free food. Dropped the racial slur. She yelled it at the players. And then the manager, after hearing her say that, was like, here, take your food. So she actually hadn't gotten the food yet.
Right.
She said it, and then the manager was like, here, take your food, and then threatened to call the police on the players.
When JT was young, he went and worked out with AJ Highsmith, and JT was just in grammar school, and AJ was in high school, and they were all working out, and he went and he worked out with him for a couple of days. He stayed over at Alonzo's house, and then he came back and he goes, Dad, man, those guys, they say the N-word a lot. And I was like, they can say it, JT. You'd never, ever, ever. Okay, buddy. Let's get something straight here.
Hey, buddy. There are some things you are blessed with. One of the things you're not blessed with is being able to say that word and survive
it. That's it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's it.
I imagine it would be a culture shock to a kid who comes from a home who doesn't hear it at all, and maybe in environments where he never hears it at all, and then to walk into an environment like, man, everyone's saying it, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, make
that's
sure.
That's where he got the name Jay Tizzle. They named him Jay Tizzle. And, I still call him Jay Tizzle to this day.
Well, look at that—a nickname that stuck. I'm just so if people are like, man, why are all these college players speaking up, and why are they taking issue with this? Because it doesn't have to be the quote unquote racist South. It could be anywhere.
No, anywhere. No. That's well known out there. It ain't just the South, people. Okay, just because they got Confederate flags or whatever, just because there ain't no Confederate flags in the North don't mean that they don't have a lot of racism up there. It's 1016 ESPN 97.5, 73780-37. That's why I left Chicago, if you want to know the truth, you two.
Okay. That's the reason I left Chicago.
That's why
good
I left Chicago.
Good to hear
Chicago.
It, John.
Now who's the hero? The lion purse snatcher chaser or me?
Stolen Valor or the man who left a really racist city to come down
right.
Louisiana, a not you know, racist place.
Where there is no racism.
Exactly.
In Louisiana. All right, 1017 ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is an interesting one. Who is it that did this? Is it Pro Football Focus? Christopher Knox, ranking the top 10 offenses the NFL has seen since 2000. This century, the best offenses, of course, the Randy Moss, Tom Brady, 2007 Patriots come to mind. The 55-touchdown Peyton Manning Broncos. 2018 Chiefs, unbelievable. 2001 Rams, the Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk.
The greatest,
greatest show on turf. Which one do you think is the best?
Ooh, that Rams thing felt revolutionary.
I
don't know what the numbers say, but just as a kid, I felt like I was watching a different brand of football.
Yep. They were 6 points more than almost 7 points a game less than the Broncos were.
Yeah, a different style. Certainly, passing was
a lot fewer yards too.
I just think the impact of that offense and what they did. Those receivers, Azahir Akeem, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. I was just watching something that I hadn't seen before. So I know what the numbers say, but I'm going with the Rams because they're in an era where you didn't pass the ball as much.
Well, the Broncos, they had number one. The Broncos had more total yards per game, points per game, passing yards per game. The only thing – see, that Broncos team didn't run the ball at all. They didn't run the ball well at all. They were 15th in the league in rushing, 117 yards per game. Actually, well, that was 15th in the league, 117 yards per game. It actually wasn't that much. It was only 9 yards less than – 9 yards less than that Rams team.
It's amazing what perception will do to you. What year was that again for the Broncos?
2013, the 55 touchdown year.
Was that the one they lost the Seahawks in the Super Bowl? Was that the year? Or was that the
no?
Year?
They lost, didn't they? Lose to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
I thought they beat the Patriots in Denver? And lost to they lost to the Ravens in an AFC divisional game. Was that the same team? But they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl in an AFC title game. I think, but I do. I don't remember how that 2013 season finished for them.
Denver beat San Diego. Oh yeah, beat New England, and they lost. They got their ass kicked by Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it handed to them, 43-8. That was when Peyton Manning couldn't hold on to the football and all kinds of stuff.
The first snap went over his head for a safety.
Yeah. Right. But that was considered – and I just thought that Patriots team in 2007, that might have been the best offense. I know it was so revolutionary what the Rams did, but these other offenses actually were better. Sure. So were the Pat Mahomes 2018 team.
I bet. Some of that has to do probably for me certainly with age and coming out of watching, we need a fullback on the field at all times. And they had a fullback in Robert Holcomb, but he was like this pseudo big running back who they could throw the ball to out of the backfield. He wasn't like a Lorenzo Neal type who was just a blocking back. So they just had weapons all over the place. But you count off the numbers, and that Patriot team was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And so is the Bronco team. And those teams, I think each of those teams made the Super Bowl but lost. Because I think the Rams lost to the Patriots, the Broncos lost to the Cowboys, and the Patriots lost to the Giants.
Yeah. Kansas City didn't even make it. They lost to the Patriots at home that year.
In the AFC title game.
And then they got the Falcons next, that 2016 Falcons team. They lost in the Super Bowl.
In dramatic fashion.
The best offense that won, it was the 2011 Green Bay Packers.
They won in Dallas against the Steelers, right? At Jerry's World?
Yep. And then the 2011 Saints they have in here, which is another Super Bowl team, right?
The Packers
No. 2011 was Packers. That Saints team in 2011 was also pretty damn good. Yeah. 467 yards per game. Wow.
That was a team that lost to was it Alex Smith was the quarterback of that team? The 2011 49ers when did he hit Vernon Davis on that seam route or something?
Oh yeah.
In that great game that went back and forth late.
Was that it or was it was that it? Yeah. Was it Cap?
Cap was later when he was running around the Packers and they couldn't touch him.
He beat the Packers.
Yeah, I think it was the Alex Smith throw to Vernon Davis, I think. That game, like, they scored multiple touchdowns the last couple minutes. They went back and forth. That Saint team was really good offensively, was 13-3, and somehow that 49er team had certainly a better record because they hosted that game. That was a really good offense. That Jimmy Graham was there. I forgot who the running back was at the time, but Marcus Colston was on that roster as well.
Jimmy Graham, Jermon Bushrod, Marcus Colston, Darren Sproles. Drew Brees, the 2019 Baltimore Ravens. Last year's Ravens are on this list.
And they did it a different way. They're explosive.
Yep.
Based off the run game, everything came off of that and the greatness of Lamar Jackson. Would you think of them as, it'll take years. Like, as you get distance, I don't think people would consider that team a great offense. I think just because of the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And they pounded the football, and they hit the tight ends. They had Hollywood Brown as a deep threat, but they didn't have a legit number one wide receiver. They blew teams out. It started very early when the Dolphins were thinking they wanted to go 0-16, and I think the Ravens put up 50-plus, and it just kept going from there.
Yeah, and they certainly – remember the Texans, when the Texans went there and they were on a roll? Remember?
You thought it was like like it was going to be a proving ground for the Texans to make let everyone
Deshaun.
Know. Deshaun versus Lamar.
That he's better than Lamar, remember? Yeah.
How'd that work out for everyone?
Worked out great. Perfect. It couldn't have been a better story. Texans looked sensational that day.
The Texans looked great against the AFC's best last year. Now, they did beat the Chiefs.
Oh, they beat Kansas City.
Yeah, I threw that in there before you got to it. They did beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And how did that
beat the Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that work out in the playoffs?
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Couldn't have worked out any better. That's right.
Yeah. You know, after that game, when we were talking about, man, the Texans need to make changes. And I'm so happy that the change that everyone was looking for and Bill O'Brien came through with was trading DeAndre Hopkins.
That was – they did. You know what? We all said it. And what Bill do? He responded as GM.
Sometimes you don't – it's not great for executives to listen to the fans. But in this case, Bill O'Brien did listen to us when we begged for him to trade the best offensive player on the team. And he got it done. So I don't know why all the hate.
Stupid. It's just stupid.
You ought to apologize. You are the leader of that the hate brigade. You should apologize.
Are you on this SEC coaches as women thing?
I don't want to look at it because Lance said something that was very disturbing to me. He said, honestly, Saban's the best looking one.
Well, you should see Tom Brady. He is. He's now it's quarterbacks as women.
I don't want to look at it. Is he the most handsome or most beautiful?
Well, there's a lot of pretty ones. I mean, if you want to know the truth, you got to be pretty to be a quarterback, right?
A show on this station has a thing about the attractiveness of quarterbacks. They talk about how important that is.
Right. I just think I don't know. I don't want to look at Tom Brady as a woman anymore.
Are you feeling something? Are you feeling a little weird?
I don't feel funny in certain places, if that's what you mean. But no, I just don't want to look at it anymore.
Where is this thread?
It's some guy. I don't know what it is. There's all kinds of people retweeting it. You should see. It should be in your time. I don't know who you're following.
I don't want to look at. I don't need to watch Ryan Fitzpatrick as a woman. I don't need to see Pat Mahomes as a woman. I don't need it.
Yeah, but Ben Roethlisberger as a woman kind of looks like you'd think he'd look.
The gods chose the right gender for Ben, I feel.
This guy's pretty good with his being able to put hair in the right hair on these women. All of the SEC coaches, anyway, Bum Chillips retweeted it, and he's been retweeting it. Bum Chillips loves it. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we've got one segment, and then News of the Weird is coming your way. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Surprisingly, Bill Belichick and Andy Reid do not make handsome women.
I found your thread. And it is disturbing how well that person did transitioning those quarterbacks and those coaches into women.
he's really, really good at this.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, there's Ben Roethlisberger with a wig. You can tell it's a
no.
It would be like if Ben Roethlisberger had a twin sister, pretty
right.
much.
And made up and everything else.
Yeah, there's makeup on.
Makeup, right, lipstick.
I think I identified Tua, and I thought, oh, that's an actual girl. Oh, no, that's Tua.
How about Cam Newton? Did you see him?
I don't think I saw Cam. Teddy Bridgewater I saw. I was like, oh, that's just Teddy Bridgewater with a wig on.
Right. Actually, Mahomes looks a lot prettier as a girl than he does as a man.
Well.
And Joe Burrow looks exactly like Joe Burrow would look as a woman.
Yeah. I wish I could credit the guy who did it. Cause
it's CDC. Not KDK3. Not KDK3.
Now you got to ask yourself.
Oh, and listen. Sam Darnold is an ugly woman. Okay? Well, I'm just going to put that out there.
You got to ask yourself, what possessed this person to do this?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's funny.
It started with SEC coaches. I don't know why.
Maybe a big college football fan.
Actually, Phillip Rivers is a prettier girl than you would think.
Do you know what you're saying out loud?
Jimmy Garoppolo has to be the prettiest girl.
Why? Because he's one of your people?
Well, no, because Jimmy Garoppolo is just pretty anyway. Just put hair, long hair on.
You are saying some things I didn't think you'd ever say.
Jimmy Garoppolo is too handsome to be stop. You know what I'm saying?
What? What do you
I
mean?
I don't need Jimmy Garoppolo around.
Oh, around your yeah. He's very popular.
No, every time he comes on, look at him. Stop looking at
him. Let's just play ball. Yeah, he just overthrew a guy who could have won him the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
look at him.
Could have won a Super Bowl. Yeah, look at that. How's that working out for him now?
Yeah, I'm looking at some. Yeah, Cliff. I'm looking
at
Cliff.
No, Cliff is an ugly woman.
Looking at Cliff.
You would think Cliff would be a handsome woman. He's not.
Peyton, not great.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Andrew, woof. Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck. Well, Andrew's just not, yeah.
And the problem is,
Jay Cutler?
The problem with some of them are, like, they don't morph the bodies. So there's a woman, Jay Cutler,
right.
in a uniform, and it's Jay Cutler's forearms.
Right, right. No, it's just a face. That's
yeah,
it.
That's the issue with some of them. Because when I click on the picture, you can see, like, full body shots. And I'm like, nope, Jameis, no. Cam, I feel like Cam would put Cam looks like Wendy Williams.
Cam does. He looks like he. And now, is it surprising? And he got him at the podium, and he didn't have to change his clothes.
I know. Well, I don't think he changed any of their clothes, right?
No, he didn't change. No, but Cam is perfect.
Yeah,
it looks like
he
something.
Is, he like Wendy Williams might wear on
that
television.
That Cammy would wear.
Cammy. Lamar's not great. Lamar Jackson's not great. He's got glasses on, which is cool.
Yeah.
Who was this guy? Oh, the AFC North quarterback. So. Who is that? I can't figure out who this other. Who, oh, that's Baker.
Where's Baker?
Well, they put the quarterbacks into divisions all together.
Oh,
they put them all in the.
Oh,
same
that
division.
Is Baker.
Yeah, that's Baker under Lamar. And
he
next
doesn't.
To Joe.
Yeah, he's not a handsome woman.
Neither is Josh Allen. Josh Allen looks like he's a Republican congresswoman.
It's how about Deshaun? Deshaun looks like. He's out there happy. She's out there happy.
She's having a good time.
Yeah. And Tannehill looks like Sissy Spacek.
He does. He looks like a young Sissy Spacek.
Yeah. Minshew's not a handsome woman.
No.
No, no, no. And neither is Kyler.
Someone chimed in. Yes, Jimmy is beautiful however you present him. So that is from the female contingent.
Yeah. Oh, a female chimed in?
Yes, a woman.
Yeah, Jimmy
Excuse me, a woman chimed in.
You can't do anything about that. It's just.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't like, the AFC North, the AFC West, not a great look for any of them. Man, Russell Wilson just looks like Kara Lawson. You remember Kara Lawson from Tennessee? She's the women's basketball announcer. He looks like Kara Lawson.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Jimmy
she was from she played at Tennessee?
Yes. I believe so.
When she was a coach at LSU and she quit, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
And Jimmy looks like he would be in one of those movies that woman he was dating was in.
Yeah, he looks like he could be a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and that's terrible. I wouldn't want to watch that movie, but you might get sucked into it. I don't know.
Don't use the word suck when we're talking about that stuff.
See, I'm just saying. Look, Tom Brady's a pretty – actually, Drew Brees looks more like a woman than he does a man.
Did they keep the facial thing on Drew, or did he Photoshop that out?
He's got the eye black on her.
On her.
Yeah.
On her.
Yeah, he's got the eye black on her.
I can't get over Teddy Bridgewater just looking like Teddy Bridgewater in a wig. One, I feel like that guy didn't try very hard.
Dak looks like a a doll.
I feel like Gardner Minshew looks like a children's doll too, like the hair and the face.
No, I'm talking about a blow up doll.
No, I didn't mean that either.
Yeah. Gardner Minshew. Good Lord.
I think I'm dead on saying Josh Allen looks like he's running for Congress.
Could have been mayor of Houston.
And yeah, if you're looking for these photos, since we're just talking about them, if you go to @KDK3. So @KDK3, you can find all of them.
I'm telling you, Sam Darnold is the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, that hair and that chin, not great.
Yeah.
He's added some more in the last 8 minutes. Oof, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Oof. He looks like Marlon Wayans from White Chicks.
Right, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, he just added a couple more. Roger Goodell is a woman. Not great. Just put it out. It's actually the picture from Roger Goodell when he was in his basement for the draft. Taysom Hill's added. Okay. And AJ McCarron.
Why'd AJ McCarron get caught in this?
I don't know. And it's a picture of him with his, I don't know. Did he marry the woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With his wife.
Roger Goodell. That's gracious. He's like, yeah, Roger Goodell. I'm not going to say anything. Look at me with a filter.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you.
Roger Goodell looks like he's of a certain sexual persuasion.
You just said you were.
I had a filter. I did use it. I used it.
And
it's only filters so much. There's some of the grains get through. Okay.
And this guy
got a great filter.
And this guy did all the longs. It's Chris. It's
Kyle.
Kyle, who's retired now, and who's the other? And Howie.
And Howie.
Howie's the worst of the three.
Kyle's a pretty woman.
Yeah, I don't even really know what Kyle Long looks like, but that just looks like someone superimposed an actual woman's head on Kyle Long's body.
Right. Right. That's his face? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
That
either.
Does look like Howie. Howie's not a handsome woman.
No.
Just
not at all.
A handsome woman. All right. We have got News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, I don't know, this family, they wanted to plug in their air cooler. I don't know. Oh, it's in Jaipur. Maybe they don't have air conditioning, I guess. But they were in the hospital in the room of a coronavirus patient. So in order to plug in this cooler, they had to unplug the coronavirus patient's ventilator. What do you think happened, Dell?
The coronavirus patient died?
Yeah, but everybody was cooler.
Did it, so it, there was only the one plug, right? I'm assuming?
I guess there's only one plug in the hospital rooms at Rajasthan Hospital.
So...
Rajasthan Hospital.
So when they saw someone clinging to life and breathing with the help of a ventilator who, despite the warmth and the heat in the room, was still alive, they thought to themselves, they'd feel better if it was cooler.
Be better? Okay.
He'd breathe
Everything
easier.
Would be better if we're all cooler, right?
Yeah, except for the one person who couldn't breathe without the ventilator.
Right, without the ventilator.
Yeah, so.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
AMC Theaters is opening they're going to reopen 450 of its locations on July 15th. They will not ask anyone to wear masks, however, because they want to avoid a political controversy. Apparently, they don't care about killing people, but they want to avoid any political controversy.
AMC, you are a private business who needs to reopen because, well, you're gonna be out of business if this keeps up. Wearing a mask is not political. I'm not naive. I know it's become political. It's a health issue.
Everything is political.
I know. That's why I correct myself. I'm aware. It is political, but it is a health issue. And how do you get people back into your buildings if they don't even feel comfortable enough? Because anyone and everyone is breathing. That's my biggest issue with going to places. It's not that it's about can I go into a place, and I'm not even that worried about myself. Can I not put someone else at risk? That's why I wear a mask all the time. It feels like an easy thing. You want to walk in here until a vaccine's in place, you wear a mask. I feel like that should be easy.
That's not that hard. It's not political. It's not political. It's stupid. No one's rights are being violated by asking them to wear a mask. Wear the flipping mask.
Yeah. Why are masks any different from shoes?
Mm-mm. When no
there
shirt.
Are places you can't
no
walk.
No shirt?
In. Yeah.
No mask. No shirt. No shoes. No service.
Why are we pretending like we've already asked people or businesses say, hey, if you're not wearing a shirt, or forget about a shirt. Some businesses tell you, depending on the restaurant, if you don't have a jacket on, you can't eat here. And a mask is... something that's out of bounds?
That's too much. A Florida man had a tattoo of a machete on his face underneath his left eye. A tattoo. He had a machete tattooed on his face. What do you think he was arrested for, Del?
It's unfair because I've seen the story.
Oh, you have?
Yes. He was arrested for wielding a machete?
Wielding a machete. Attacking someone with a machete.
Hey, he's on brand.
Isn't that rather obvious?
He's on brand. That's who he is. He's letting you know beforehand, if you mess with me, I will use a machete.
This should have been obvious to all of you. I have a tattoo of a machete, okay, on my face. Guess what? I love machetes.
Yeah, if you see someone with a sports team's logo on them, they're probably a fan of that sports team, unless it's a gang affiliation. If I got a machete on my face, I'm prone to use one.
If I have a teardrop, that means I cry a lot.
No.
Well, if I tattoo kill on my neck, what do you think is going to happen?
If you mess with me, you might get killed.
Remember the guy? He petitioned to have a scarf during his trial, his murder trial, because he had kill tattooed on his neck.
Hey, it would prejudice the jury against me.
Yeah,
if I have that tattoo on my neck.
Pretty sure it might.
Yeah.
I think they might think, I think that guy wants to kill people. I think he might have done it. A couple of petitions out. There's one petition in Tennessee to have Dolly Parton replace Confederate leaders' statues. Would you like a Dolly Parton statue instead of Robert E. Lee?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if we want to honor the South and your heritage, Dolly Parton's part of that. I think a lot of people would feel just great about Dolly Parton being immortalized in places.
Yeah.
She's one of your legends.
She is a legend. Those things are legendary.
I was really talking about her songs and her acting.
Those statues.
No, you said those things.
Yeah, the statues are things.
Okay.
Okay. There's another petition out there to rename Columbus, Ohio. What do you think the new name that they're trying to get past is?
They should name it Terry Porter, Ohio, because he gifted them a title. They should name it after that dumbass referee.
What other name do you think?
Urban Meyer, Ohio?
Nope.
Jim Tressel, Woody Hayes, Ohio?
Flavortown.
No, isn't that Guy Fieri's thing?
That's the petition.
Is he from that area?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ohio lawmaker. Oh, here's another one. Here's an Ohio lawmaker.
He is. He is from Columbus.
Is he from Columbus?
Yes.
Oh, they want to name it Flavor. Oh, so that's why they want to name it Flavortown?
I guess.
I didn't know that was a Guy Fieri thing because I've never watched him.
Yeah.
There's an Ohio lawmaker asked this. If colored population is hit hard by coronavirus because they don't wash their hands as well.
What do you think is more offensive? His assumption that people of color or black people, I don't know, whatever the proper term you want to use, because colored isn't it, don't wash their hands, or that he referred to them as colored?
And this guy, Ohio State Senator Steve Huffman, an emergency room physician. My point is, I understand African Americans have a higher incidence of chronic conditions and makes them more susceptible to death from COVID. Why doesn't it make them more susceptible to get COVID? Could it be that the African Americans or the colored population do not wash their hands as well as other groups, or wear a mask, or do not socially distance themselves? That could be the explanation of the higher incidence.
So he doesn't even have an answer. As a doctor, he's guessing, and
asking.
And he used,
could it be?
And he used,
could it?
And he used colored.
Said colored population. Wow.
Well, this is
you're too dumb to be a physician or a
state senator.
A state senator. You're too dumb.
Well, we're talking about statues getting taken down. The Twins aren't immune either. Let's see. Former owner Calvin Griffith. He relocated the Senators to Minnesota in 1961. This is what he said in 1978. I'll tell you why we came to Minnesota. It was when we found out you only had 15,000 blacks here. Black people don't go to ball games, but they'll fill up a wrestling ring and put up such a chant, it'll scare you to death. We came here because you've got good, hardworking white people here. And the Twins.
And he got elected in Ohio?
No, he was the owner of the Twins.
Oh.
He moved the team from Washington to Minnesota, that was his reasoning for it. And the Twins.
Hardworking white people.
Yeah, and he did not know the newspaper report was there. So now he said this like in 1978. The Twins were like, we realized Calvin Griffith brought the Twins to Minnesota, but yeah, we can't ride this out. We can't fade this, so the statue's got to go.
Statue's got to go. Another statue. Another racist owner. Statue got to go. We never talked about, what's his name, Masterson?
The dude from That 70s Show?
Yeah, That 70s Show, Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
He was the star, right? He was the son of...
He was the red-haired buddy, right? Yeah, he was
he was the high dude.
The layabout, weed smoking, doesn't want to do anything. Yeah, he was that guy.
Multiple rape charges?
Yeah, those things have been pending for quite a bit now. I think since early 2000. Let me look at the dates. But yeah, those things have been hanging out. It's one of the reasons he had to be removed from The Ranch, which was a show that was produced by his co-star from That 70s Show, Austin Kutcher. Austin Kutcher had to disassociate himself when those charges came to light. And now he's being charged. And I think the prosecutor or the DA said there are a couple other ones, but because of lack of evidence, we can't charge him with those, but we can charge him with these three.
Dude, you had a TV show. You can get it. You it can doesn't get matter. It for free.
You know, we found out
why
that
you
got
to force yourself on people. You had a TV show.
We found out that doesn't matter.
No.
To a rapist. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. I mean, Yeah, of a defensive back.
Yeah, what's Darren Sharper?
Yeah.
It does not matter.
You could have had any woman you wanted, and she would have said yes.
Well, apparently the ones who said no, he decided to force himself upon them. So, yeah, the access to women, the ability because of your fame or your looks does not matter in these cases. It never does. You think as a normal thinking person, you're like, okay, a woman says no, I'm an actor. There will be another woman who will be more than willing to have a consensual relationship with me. But those things don't matter when guys are doing stuff like this. Never has.
Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, everybody.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.